Right now, a man we've spoken to many, many times, Matt Mayer is his name. But Matt, who are you working with now?
Opportunity Ohio, a new free market think tank here in Ohio.
And the thumbnail is you're just tackling every idea out there, or you got a specific focus?
We focus on the fiscal side, government accountability, so taxes, spending, you know, the good stuff. Same stuff I was doing when I was running the Buckeye Institute. So it's been up for about 2 months, and we put out a couple of different pieces. You can find it at opportunityohio.org.
Very good, very good. Well, let's focus in on a chunk of that, which has to do with energy. How much, just kind of draw the thumbnail for people listening this morning. Here in Ohio, we sit on quite a bit of natural resource, don't we?
We really do. I mean, from our coal deposits to our natural gas and oil, we really have a unique opportunity to once again lead the world like we did about 100 years ago when John D. Rockefeller and Standard Oil really was, you know, the leading oil producer in the world.
So what do we have to do to tap that, and what could that mean for the Ohio economy?
Well, what we have to do is stop trying to kill it, which is, you know, President Obama's war on coal, and not try to tax it, which is Governor John Kasich's severance tax hike proposal. And what it would do if we just let it go and let Ohio leverage those natural resources responsibly in a good environmental way is essentially we create low costs for our manufacturers and our consumers. And there's a reason why 100 years ago Ohio became the powerhouse that it was, because manufacturers would locate close to those low-cost energy sources. And so we have that opportunity to do it again and become a place where companies want to be because they can get low-cost energy without having to pay pipeline fees and all the transfer fees and all that stuff. So it's a real opportunity for Ohio to leverage this and create lots of jobs and opportunities for Ohioans.
Yeah, and it really, when you pull back and look at the actual physical plant, so to speak, of the state of Ohio, we've got good infrastructure because you have the Ohio River, you have Lake Erie. You know, there's ways to move that product around, too, if you can just get people to start working from here.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, that's one of the great things about Ohio, with that being within 500 miles of half the U.S. population, and we've got the I-70 corridor, we've got the Great Lakes, we've got great train rail infrastructure. So we do have a unique opportunity to be able to not only produce oil here in Ohio to spur job creation and prosperity in Ohio, but also to push that oil, gas, and coal outside of Ohio and really help the U.S. as well as the global economy.
So do you think you can get any traction? I mean, do you have the president's ear? Do you have John Kasich's ear saying, look, if you just look at our way, it really could turn things around here in profound ways?
Well, I just got off the phone with President Obama. We're getting ready for his debate. No, seriously. Unfortunately, no, I don't have their ear. But they are paying attention. You know, look, Ohio's a battleground state, and this is one of the key issues that is impacting especially the eastern part of Ohio. And so coal matters, and so does the natural gas. And so I hope the governor, you know, steps back from this idea to you know, rob Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, to tax the eastern part of the state so we can spread it around to the cities, the big cities, which just doesn't make sense, because at the end of the day, we went from the number two most attractive place for energy exploration, and we've dropped to 14th in 1 year because of the severance tax hike that the governor put out there. We need to get back to being number two, so that way we become a place where the energy industry is looking to invest, creating jobs and prosperity, so that way, you know, Ohio grows rather than recedes.
And it is just that simple. It's because of the taxing that's in place. The oil and gas guys go, yeah, we know there's some fracking gold down there, but because it's going to cost more, we're not coming and we're taking our ball somewhere else.
Well, yeah, I mean, when the average margin, profit margin for these companies is about 7%, and many of these are Ohio-based companies, by the way. These aren't the big Exxons and Chesapeakes that everybody likes to talk about. These are the little guys, 2,200 members of the Oil and Gas Association that are Ohio-based people, that they make 7%. If you quadruple or raise their tax by 16-fold, which is what the governor's proposal does, you essentially push their margin down about 4%. Well, you know how it works. 4% return, you can get that in better places and other places in different industries, and so the money's going to disappear from Ohio's investment portfolio, and we're going to see, as we've seen. Look, the governor plan on having 172 wells producing this year. There are 30 wells producing. That's a problem, and that problem is because we're chasing away investment rather than being seen as a low-tax, low-regulation state that is pro-energy exploration and, again, doing it in a responsible way that will allow Ohio to add jobs and prosper.
Yeah, always an interesting look. Matt Mayer, thanks for the time this morning. He is president of Opportunity Ohio. You can see them on the web at opportunityohio.org.